Hello, my name is Jennifer Marsman. In today's webcast, I'm going to show you how to add a button into the Office 2007 ribbon. I'm going to do this using Visual Studio Tools for Office, or VSTO. I'm going to get started by going up to the File menu in Visual Studio and doing a new project. And you can see within VSTO, there's a whole bunch of different Office templates that you can utilize. I'm going to filter by Office 2007 and do a Word 2007 add-in. The add-in model means that my code will be launched whenever I open Word, so it's not associated with a specific Word document, but with any Word document when you open it in Word 2007. So let me call this add-in Ribbon Demo and hit OK. Visual Studio has given me all the necessary resources for a Word add-in. But to work with the ribbon, I need an extra item. So I'm going to right-click on the project, and then I'm going to select Add New Item. And there's a number of items available here. I'm going to filter down by Office, and you can see that only two ribbon options remain. There are two different ways you can code for the ribbon. You can use the Visual Designer, or you can use XML. The Visual Designer for the ribbon was added with Visual Studio 2008. So if you're using a version of Visual Studio older than 2008, you won't have this option. Specifically, if you're using Visual Studio 2005 with VSTO 2005 SE or second edition, then you'll have to use the XML option. So the difference between them is that the Visual Designer gives you a nice drag and drop experience where you can take things from the toolbox and drop them directly on a surface that looks just like the ribbon. With the XML option, it's obviously text-based, so you have to fill in the appropriate XML to generate a ribbon. So I'm going to use the Visual Designer because it's a slightly nicer option, and Ribbon 1 is a fine name. I'm going to add. Okay, so as you can see, we do get a rich design surface here that looks just like the ribbon in Office 2007. Let me bring out the toolbox for a second and pin it down. And you can see there's a section here called Office Ribbon Controls. A bunch of controls that can be used specifically with the Office ribbon. So let me just grab one of these. Here's a toggle button. Toggle button is a lot like a normal button, only a toggle button has two states. So when you press it, it remains pressed, and then if you press it again, it goes into a released state. But before I talk too much about the toggle button, let's look at the other stuff that we have here on the ribbon surface. You can see I have this Add-ins tab. By default, the things that I add to the ribbon will go here, but you can change that option. It also gave me a starter group right here called Group 1. Let me change that label, which is the text that's displayed to the user. I can call this Jennifer's Group, for instance, and hit Enter, and now we see that right here. So imagine in a scenario where perhaps you want to add a bunch of different controls for doing expense reporting. You could group them all together within a group like this and then label that group expense reporting. So controls can be grouped in a way that makes sense for your application. Now let's go back to that toggle button. I'll select that again. You can see by default it was given the name toggle button 1. I'll leave it, although if this were a real application, I'd probably give it a name that made more sense for what it did. The next thing I want to show you, though, is the control size. So there's two different options here. By default, it gave it the ribbon control size regular, which is a smaller version. I'm going to change it to the ribbon control size large. And that makes it a bigger button and also gives it an image associated with it. So let me go down to the image property. If you're familiar with Office 2007, you know that a lot of the buttons do look like this. They have a little image associated with them, such as save and print and things like that. So you do have the ability to add your own images here. Now you can add any old image from your hard drive if you want, or if you'd prefer to use some of the standard Office images, there is some functionality that lets you do that. I'm going to open up a document here. There is an add-in that you can download from the VSTO Power Tools. And this add-in will go into Visual Studio just like this and give you a number of the common Office 2007 controls. So that way you can utilize the exact same controls for things like volume and print and save and things like that that your users are already familiar with. That's what it looks like. And if I switch over here for a second, here's where you can download it. Again, these are the Visto Power Tools. And that document that I was just looking at is this document right here that's available for download on the site. And then that add-in for Visual Studio that we just saw that gives you all of those extra images is this executable right here. You run to install it. Okay, so that's one way to do it. However, let me show you back in our code a way to just grab something from your hard drive. I'm going to click on the images, and I will import something. And these are the sample pictures in Windows Vista. I'll just grab one of those. All right, that's fine. And now you can see I have that picture associated with my button. So fairly straightforward. Let me then change the label so that you don't see toggle button 1. I'll just do something silly like click me. Okay. So now we want to associate some code with this toggle button. I'm going to double click on it and I'll shift alt enter. Just do full screen mode so that you can read this a little easier. I'll just write some simple code here. So let's say, for example, when we press the button once and it goes into the pressed state, then we'll print out a dialog box that says pressed. And then when we press it again and that sends it to the release state, we'll print out the word released. So in order to do that, what we would need to do is first grab that sender object. I'm casting the sender back to a ribbon toggle button, so that way I get IntelliSense support for all of the things that a ribbon toggle button can do. And so I'm going to check and see if it's checked. And checked is the value that tells me if the toggle button is pressed or not pressed. So I will check that. And I will print out okay, so just a very simple example to show whether it's in the pressed or depressed state. And then the last thing I would need to do, of course, is go up here and add support for that dialog box, that message box.show box. All right, so let me go ahead and run this for you by hitting F5. This will invoke Microsoft Word. And you can see I have a new tab here called Add-ins. If I click on that, then my new group with my new button has appeared. And if I click it, I get that pressed. And then even after I've clicked it, it remains in that pressed state. You can tell by that little orange around it. If I click it again, that will release it. And now it remains released. One last thing I want to show you is, now that you know how to get a button into the ribbon, how would I go about getting it out if I decided I didn't want it in there? So to do that, I'm going to go here to Word Options, and I'm going to select Add-ins. And you can see here's my ribbon demo add-in right here. And I am going to go down to this Manage section. Here's one quick gotcha. You may be tempted to think it's a Word add-in, but in actuality, this is a COM add-in that we have right here. So you want to look at COM add-ins. And you can also see it is listed as a COM add-in right there as well. So I'm going to manage these COM add-ins. So I click Go right here. And then it brings up a list of all of the COM add-ins I have available. Here is my ribbon demo one. And these are all of the ones that have been registered with Word. So there's two things I can do. I can either uncheck this box and hit OK. And what that would do is leave it registered with Word, so I could come back later and check the box and my button would reappear on the ribbon. Or I can select this and then I can hit remove, and that will both remove it right now and also unregister it with Word, so it's not available to me anymore. Okay? And then see that there's an add-ins tab right here with my button. Once I click OK, it deregistered it and it got rid of that whole add-ins tab because we weren't using it anymore. So it is pretty simple to add a button into the Office Ribbon. Thanks a lot.